This is James. Welcome to my audio boo page, or audio boom, or whatever they're calling it. I want to show you something. This is the blue icicle on the Heil PR40. A lot of you have heard me on the other preamp that I'm going to show you. It is the Presonus Audio preamp. And I didn't actually take the time to listen to this preamp, the Presonus box, to actually hear what it was doing. And when I actually took the time to listen, and I read the specs on them, I was quite surprised. The Presonus box hertz, frequency response rather, is 15 hertz to 20 kilohertz. Now that's not a balanced signal. Now you look at the blue icicle, which is what I'm on right now, and it is 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. Now that's a balanced signal. And I'm surprised that I paid about $30 for this preamp, $35 for this particular preamp. It has a gain control on the computer. And right now it is at 85%. This is the Heil PR40. And I can lower it to 75, 65, 55, 50%. All the way to 100%, back down to 85%. Now, this preamp also has a little dial on the body of the preamp that's shaped like a tube. And the dial turns down the volume control or up the volume control. So you have two options. This is the Presonus Audio Box. Now, we have a volume control on this. And it is only hardware, so you can turn it up. Hello, 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 this is full blast. 65 decibels, when the icicle only offers 40 decibels. Now, 40 decibels is plenty enough volume. As you guys are hearing, because I didn't even have the icicle turned up the whole way, this is the Presonus Audio Box, this particular preamp. Will run you about $100 to $119. It is made in America. This is the preamp I mentioned that has the 14 hertz to 20 kilohertz frequency response. Now, there's a blend control on this box. It's labeled mixer, and it's supposed to be at 12 o'clock. There's a little niche that tells you if it's at 12 or whatever. There's also a volume control for the headphones. There's also a volume control for the speakers that you run in through the line-out cables. There are two channels, instrument level and mic level channel. So they're combo jacks. They're a TRS and a XLR. So you got two knobs for those two channels and a button that does phantom power. This particular preamp has a button in the center of the preamp, right to the left of your two volume controls. And you push it in for phantom and you push it out for dynamic. The icicle has the ability automatically to allow you to have the ability to pick up automatically. So there's no button required on the icicle, but there is on the Presonus box. Now, I'm not going to recap everything, but hopefully I had it at the same volume. Hopefully everything sounds level. I think this preamp, for a single channel preamp, for $50, you can't beat it. I have no problems with it. My only problem is I need a new cable for it. And I think I have solved that problem because it has not conked out on me once. They're great preamps. I'd recommend them both. I'd be curious to know what you guys think. Will you guys be able to tell that it's not balanced? Will you guys be able to tell that it's a different preamp? Or will you guys just think I'm crazy? This is the icicle. The preamp you just heard was the Presonus Audio Box. Thanks for everything, guys. James Clark, KC3CDV, 73.